we had this talk, nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, I'll be your shade tree. You'll be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. You'll be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You'll be
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Authorities are searching by air and on the ground for Robert Card. He's called a person of interest in Wednesday night's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. At least 20 people are believed dead after the shootings in a restaurant and a bowling alley. Riley Dumont was at the bowling alley with her daughter.
I see a lot of the good in people in this world. Like, I give everybody a chance, and this is something that will change me.
ABC's Rihanna Alley has more on Card, who was committed to a mental health facility after saying that he was hearing voices.
Authorities did not reveal a motive overnight. The ATF is among the agencies responding.
Authorities say before being treated at that mental health facility over the summer, Robert Card threatened to carry out a shooting at a National Guard facility.
Maine State Police have expanded the shelter-in-place advisory and closed schools to nearby Bowdoin, Maine. Israeli tanks and troops briefly raided northern Gaza overnight. Israel says it's preparing the battlefield before a widely expected ground invasion. This is ABC News. They're cleaning up in Acapulco after Hurricane Otis tore through.
In the hurricane's wake, a trail of damage in the streets. Hurricane expert Kristen Corbocero.
Folks there were expecting probably a low-end hurricane, and then they get a major Category 5, I think the most intense storm to make landfall in the eastern Pacific ever.
Choked with mud and debris, with no electricity or internet service, the city descended into chaos after the storm as thousands helped themselves to goods from stores damaged by the powerful wind.
That's ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is expected to take the witness stand today in his own New York criminal fraud trial. The so-called king of crypto is accused of stealing billions from clients. Bankman-Fried's attorneys plan a limited defense to convince jurors he's a sympathetic character who let things get out of hand. A new survey ranks the best tippers by state. California is on top, an average of 22%. On the bottom, Illinois, about 14% left at the table. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss out on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Pasta Flights on Thursdays and Friday Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Plus, indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts and perfectly paired signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Located at the intersections of Highway 13 and 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin. Marked by iconic Big Deer. Now accepting reservations at 715-762-4447 for holiday parties. Join us for a memorable dining experience.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. The man shot and killed by Germantown police Monday night outside of a middle school has been identified by family. Both WTMJ-TV and WISN-TV in Milwaukee report family members of the man identified him as 32-year-old Kevin Foy of Lake Villa, Illinois. Foy was an Army combat veteran who served two tours in Afghanistan and suffered from PTSD. Foy's brother, Joel Foy, told the stations Kevin drove to Germantown to pick up items he'd bought in an auction. Joe said Kevin called him Monday evening to tell him his truck had broken down. When Joe drove to Germantown to help Kevin, he said he found only police cars. The Foy family was told the next morning by police that Kevin had been shot and killed. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Germantown police say Kevin Foy had been acting erratically prior to climbing onto the roof of Kennedy Middle School and shooting at officers who returned fire that killed him. Students at the site of that fatal shooting will be back in class Monday. Anywhere from 50 to 70 students were inside the Kennedy Middle School building at the time of that incident. On Friday, the school's principal is expected to provide details about on-site counseling services that'll be made available to them when they return to class on Monday. At the Capitol, legislation to put the cost of impounding the vehicles of reckless drivers on those drivers.
State Senator Andre Jacques says people are fed up with reckless driving, but there's currently a disincentive to impounding the vehicles. The costs are borne by law enforcement and local taxpayers.
This legislation would make the perpetrator responsible for the reasonable costs of impounding the vehicle.
The bill from the DePere Republican passed a Senate committee this week. Jacques hopes it passes the full Senate and the Assembly. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Members of the state Senate showed skepticism Wednesday about a plan to spend taxpayer money to upkeep American Family Field.
Madison Democrat Kelda Royce is concerned that any proposed development at the ballpark might cause the Brewers to back out of a deal.
My concern is that the team has been so dead set against doing development that it will be a waste of everyone's time and money.
Royce says the Brewers can't leave AmFam Field until 2030 unless they break their lease, so there's no rush to give taxpayer money to the team. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And a deer smashed through the front window of the Noodles & Company restaurant in Beloit late Tuesday morning. Once he was in, the buck walked through the restaurant into the kitchen and exited through a back door with some help from a restaurant employee. Neither the deer nor anyone in the restaurant was hurt. The following day, the restaurant observed the incident by offering their mac and cheese dish for $2. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Eugene Earl Hine, age 71, Park Falls, died unexpectedly on Friday, October 20th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his three children, Jack Hine of Glendale, Arizona, by Shanna Sellers of North Manchester, Indiana, and by Randy Hine of Denton, Texas. Survived also by three grandchildren, by one great-grandson, by his brother Jeff Hine of Medford, and by his sister Roberta Hannanen of Highbridge, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A graveside service with military honors will be announced at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for veteran Eugene Earl Hine, age 71, Park Falls. Norville Anton Weyers of Catawba was called home to his Lord on October 24th at Aspirus Care and Rehab in Medford. He is survived by cousins and friends. A massive Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, November 3rd at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. Visitation to be held at the church 1 hour prior to the Mass. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Narville Anton Weyers of Catawba.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Your weatherology forecast has high temps here on your Thursday, making it to 54 degrees. And we'll see some on and off rain showers with us and kind of a soaker here today. Overnight lows tonight will dip down only to the low 40s. Tomorrow's high will be 51. Still a good chance of some rain showers with cloudy skies lingering throughout the day tomorrow. Starting to cool off then on Saturday, 37 is all for the high on Saturday. We'll see overnight lows in the low 20s and teens starting Saturday night. Temperatures will continue to be in the 30s for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. A drier stretch of weather early on next week after some heavy rain in parts of Wisconsin, especially central and southern. Some areas got 5 to 7 inches of rain. 54 is our high temp for you for today. Current temp right now is at 50 degrees.
Satisfying your sweet and spooky cravings this Halloween at Fights Ice Cream and Barbecue, your hometown hangout refreshed.
Indulge in our chillingly delicious ice cream creations that will send shivers of delight down your spine. From ghostly vanilla swirls to wickedly rich chocolate treats, our ice cream is the perfect way to chill out during Fright Fest. But that's not all. Stay tuned for the upcoming barbecue delights that will leave you craving more. Fights, where every bite is a thrilling experience. Join us on 2nd Avenue North this Saturday the 28th and discover the magic in every scoop.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics News Center helps them win in New York on opening night.
The Celtics won a feisty opening night game from their longtime rivals, the Knicks, 108-104. New York had a 6-point lead with 3.5 minutes remaining, but Boston went on a 13-3 run to post the win. Kristaps Porzingis, in his first Celtics game, scored the first 7 points of that run.
We were able to finish out the game on making some big plays and some free throws, and overall fun game to play.
Porzingis finished with 30 points and 8 rebounds. Jason Tatum scored 34 with 11 boards. The Knicks were led by R.J. Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley, who each netted 24 points. Tom Merriam, New York.
Other winners included Indiana, Orlando, Charlotte, Miami, Toronto, Cleveland, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, Sacramento, Dallas, and the L.A. Clippers. This is SRN Sports. In the lone NHL game last night, the Washington Capitals scored 3 times in the first period and 3 in the third to pull out a 6-4 triumph over New Jersey.
Dylan Strome sparked the comeback with a power play goal 18 seconds into the third. 1:51 before Connor McMichael put Washington ahead 5-4. Alex Ovechkin added an empty netter for the Capitals, who survived the Devils' 4-goal second period. Strome scored twice for the Caps, and Tyler Toffoli delivered 2 goals and an assist for New Jersey.
Correspondent Dave Ferry reporting. Major League Baseball with the World Series set to begin tomorrow night between the Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks. Dusty Baker has retired as manager of the Houston Astros. It's the ending of an illustrious 26-year career as a big league skipper, highlighted by a World Series win last season. Baker broke the news in an interview with USA Today. This is SRN Sports.
The Bucks tip off the NBA's regular season at home tonight against Philadelphia. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks looking to return to the postseason for an 8th straight year, and we'll get our first real look at newcomers Damian Lillard. Malik Beasley and Cam Payne. It's the first year under new coach Adrian Griffin, plus the new players. Guard Pat Connaughton says there'll be some growing pains.
I think the sky's the limit, but I think we'll focus on trying to get better each and every single day. I think the chemistry continues to grow. I think it's had to grow a little bit in the preseason. We showed flashes, but at the same time, you know, we're all trying to get on the same page at certain points of games as well. And I think that's going to take time. It's going to take communication. It's going to take, you know, mental focus as much as it is physical.
Packers play safety Darnell Savage and defensive back Eric Stokes on injured reserve yesterday. They signed defensive back Robert Rochelle off of Carolina's practice squad. Packers have dropped three straight, struggling offensively. One of the ways they could be better is getting better offensive line play. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
These guys are battling. You know, we've had a few setbacks here and there, just shuffling a few guys in and out. And bottom line is we got to coach them better and we got to go out there and execute better. And that's about all I can say about that. It's not for a lack of effort. You know, I got a lot of love and respect for those guys and just the work that they put in on a daily basis. But, you know, we're in a performance-based league and we got to go out there and play better.
Former Packers kicker Mason Crosby tried out with the Rams yesterday. L.A. released veteran kicker Brett Maher on Tuesday and signing 24-year-old Lucas Haversick to their practice squad. The Rams will take on the Packers next week in Green Bay. Brewers have given the Mets permission to interview manager Craig Counsell for their vacant managerial position. Counsell's led the Brewers to 5 playoff appearances, but his contract is expiring. Rangers and Diamondbacks set to go head-to-head for the World Series title, Game 1 Friday night in Texas. 14th-ranked Hockey Badgers begin a 2-game border battle series with number 1-ranked Minnesota tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And we got volleyball taking front and center all across the state tonight as sectional semifinals will take place. And in Division 4, you've got the Mercer volleyball team. They will be in action as they will have a home contest this evening, looking to advance on to the sectional finals. So we wish the best to the Mercer girls as they are in action tonight playing host to Frederick. 7 o'clock tonight at the Mercer Gymnasium. And Prentice also, the lower half of that Division 4 bracket, they will play host to Gilman. And the winners of those two will meet on Saturday for the sectional championship. So good luck to both of those area teams. And that's a check of your 98 Q Country Sports.
Come to the Halloween store where Blockbuster and Barnes & Noble used to be. You remember Barnes & Noble, right? Big chain of bookstores? Yeah, I know. Ask your parents what books were. And Blockbuster used to sell and rent videos in a store. I know, it's adorable. But they're gone now and Halloween's a-comin'. So come to the Halloween store where you can visit actual ghosts. The ghosts of Blockbuster and Barnes & Noble.
So the first time you hear the concept of Halloween, when you're a kid, your brain can't even process the information. You're like, what is this? What did you say? So what did you say about giving out candy? Who was giving out candy? Everyone that we know is just giving out candy? Are you kidding me? When is this happening? Where? Why? Take me with you. I gotta be a part of this. I'll do anything that they want. I can wear that. I'll wear anything I have to wear. I'll do anything I have to do to get the candy from those fools that are so stupidly giving it away.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Ritt.
You guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Dropping the needle on a vinyl and crack.
yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves of the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Well, I can still see her on the bed, sitting in Indian style, with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. Nah. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves of my clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Yeah. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves of the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess.
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Always check the door before you lay down. Keep a glass of water by the bed. Local honey will keep your nose.
from our starting lineup.
Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
98Q Country.
Kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep. It matters to her, it stays on her mind, when you put her first, every single time. When you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't love, it's what you're doing there. Every little look, every single word, oh, it matters to her.
Online at 98QCountry.com.
was at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her, put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing the earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. Might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Whoa. She can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower.
Weather-wise, anyway, just kind of wet. Good day to be a duck today, tomorrow, and they're going to get cold for the weekend. Details on that coming up. Let's talk about the Shawamigan schools. We've got our district administrator, Kyle Cronin, in this morning. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. I dodged a lot of mud puddles getting in here today.
Yeah, well, at least we didn't get 5, 6, 7 inches they got down in central Wisconsin.
Wow.
Man, yeah. Down in the Neillsville area, 5 inches. Somebody posted on the Facebook. Yeah.
I tell you what, I've been wondering, I keep seeing drought coming from the National Weather Service, the word drought, and I feel like we've been in a little rain dome here that's rained on us and not kept the drought going.
Exactly. So. It's going to be that way a couple days here. So. Well, let's get updated on what's going on in our Shawamigan schools.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So tonight we've got our strategic planning meeting, our community conversation for a brighter future. At the South Campus in the Cafeteria Commons area. It's going to start at 6 o'clock, and we're really looking forward to kicking that off tonight. We are still looking for a kindergarten teacher yet. Well, first grade teacher, actually, Park Falls Elementary School, looking for early elementary teachers. So we have a application service called WeCan that we use, so anybody interested can apply through that. Full-time bus drivers, regular route drivers, and early learning center assistant teacher. We've talked about those things many a time, but again, we are looking for somebody if they're interested in becoming a bus driver. We have an opening there. Coaching opportunities. We're getting close to the wrestling season. Joel, you and I have talked about that, but we're looking to finish those hires for our wrestling coaches. Again, we always remind people, watch for the kids and the buses on the roads, walking to school, biking to school, maybe not biking the next couple of days. But again, we just ask folks to watch out for the children out there. This week yet, Wisconsin State Music Association State Treble Choir at the Overture Center And that's at 8 p.m. It looks like that is tonight. And we've got some of our students from Schwamigan High School there. And then we've got middle-level honors choir this weekend at Verona High School on the 28th at 5 p.m. We've got a blood drive coming on Tuesday, Halloween, from noon to 4 p.m. in the high school library. November 1st, the Price County nurses will be at our campuses doing flu vaccinations for staff and, again, parents. If you'd like to have your child take part in that, please contact our school nurse and we'll get things set up. Right. October 2nd is the end of the first quarter, so next Thursday coming to the end. And November 3rd is an in-service day, so no students on November 3rd. November 7th, our Marawood All-Conference Band and Choir event will be happening in Abbotsford, again, November 7th. And November 7th and 9th for the Schwamigan High School, our parent-teacher conferences from 4 to 7:30. At our North Campus, we've got our Parade of Costumes on Halloween on October 31st at 3:15 p.m. And again, same in-service day for those students there. On November 6th, we'll have our Seal a Smile program happening. And November 7th and 8th, Glidden Elementary School parent-teacher conferences from 4 to 8. And November 8th and 9th, Schwamigan Middle School parent-teacher conferences from 4 to 7:30. Park Falls Elementary parent-teacher conferences, Mrs. Barmland will be contacting parents for scheduling those. They'll be November 6th and 8th from 4 to 7:30. And again, Parade of Costumes for our Park Falls Elementary School, October 31st at 2 p.m. Girls basketball practice starting November 6th. Boys basketball practice starting November 13th. Wrestling practice starts November 13th as well. However, this weekend, Joel, we've got the state cross country.
Yeah, they'll be in here at 8:30 to talk to us this morning.
Down in Wisconsin Rapids, 1:45 p.m. on Saturday. Right. And we're going to wish our cross country runners good luck. Our team qualified, and then Autumn Mikulski qualified as an individual as well. So good luck to all of our student athletes. And have a great day, Joel.
Very good. And Mr. look for Mr. Cronin's festive tie today, too, kids, when you're in school. He's got a nice festive tie on. So. All right. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for our Schwamigan Schools, joins us each Thursday to update us on what's going on at the Schwamigan Schools. Tomorrow's a big day here at 98Q. It's our second annual fundraiser for our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry provides food for those who are, whatever, a food challenge, going through some tough times medically or for whatever reason. And provides anywhere from 4, even some months, 5 tons of food every month are provided absolutely free to those who are in need. And we're going to do a little fundraiser tomorrow. We're going to do actually a big fundraiser tomorrow to help fund the food pantry, which has been serving our area for going on, it depends on who you talk to, 20, 30 years. And it's right in downtown Park Falls. Two things. If you, maybe you feel like, you know, you've been very fortunate in your life. You've been able to, you know, always have plenty of food on the table. Maybe this is a time to consider a donation to the food pantry. And know that all the money that you give stays right here. There are no, everybody's a volunteer that works with the food pantry. There's no paid positions. Everybody's a volunteer. So all the money goes into keeping the program going. So if you're fortunate enough to have been blessed over the years, with enough food, maybe this is the time to maybe give a little bit back and make a cash donation. Cash always goes a long ways through the different programs the Lord's Cupboard has. They're able to buy food really cheap. Still have to buy it, but can get it, for the most part, cheaper through cash donations. Now, if you want to consider that, that's fine. We're also going to have a little fun because we got a lot of items that will be up for bid during the day, all day tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and put it on your to-do list today to go to 98qcountry.com and take a look at the list of items. There's like, I got like 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 different pages here. We got gift certificates to the Big Dipper, to Bobber's on the Lake, to the Butternut Feed Store. We have a lot of physical items, too, which we have pictures of on here. I'm just going to run through the gift certificates. We got Double D's. We've got the Fifield Grocery gift certificates, Jay's Automotive. Also, Jen's Butternut Cafe gift certificates, Country Cafe, gallons of soup and chili, chicken soup and chili. Mary Cassidy's gift certificate will be available. Muskie Jack's. to we got all kinds of nice physical items too, and I'm not gonna, you can see the pictures at 98qcountry.com. Northwoods Supper Club gift certificate for $25 will be available for you to put a bid on. Park Falls Country Club, we got a couple of passes that are good for 10 rounds of golf for next year. $130 value. That's pretty cool. Park Pharmacy, $50. Renew You Spa, a couple of $50 gift certificates. Ron Ernst Lumber, a couple of $25 gift certificates. We have St. Croix Rods gift certificates also. Actually, they're percentage off. We'll explain that tomorrow, but some stuff from St. Croix Rods is pretty cool. Super One, we've got two $25 gift certificates from Super One, and we've got two $100 gift cards donated by Park Falls Hardwoods that'll be available for you to bid on. Sweet Brew, $10 gift certificates. Wildwoods Taxidermy, $100 gift certificate for Wildwoods Taxidermy. Woods Edge Restaurant out at Moose Jaw, a couple of $10 certificates, actually three of them. So those are some of the items, gift certificates. We got a lot of other physical items. You can look at them. If you want to come into the station today or tomorrow, we've got them sitting out on the front desk here, and take a look at the items that will be up for bid. So it's a chance for you to consider donating and also to have a little fun bidding. We'll be doing it all day tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, primary care is dedicated to keeping you well when you're up, getting you back to yourself when you're down, and most importantly, helping you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Join us at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Cuts brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss out on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Pasta Flights on Thursdays and Friday Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Plus, indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts and perfectly paired signature cocktails. On Saturdays, savor prime rib. Located at the intersections of Highway 13 and 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin. Marked by iconic Big Deer. Now accepting reservations at 715-762-4447 for holiday parties. Join us for a memorable dining experience.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98qcountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all of the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas. Offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Big G here from 98Q Country. Join me live this Saturday, October 28th, downtown Park Falls for a scary good time at the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce Second Annual Fright Fest. This live broadcast is being brought to you by these spectacular sponsors: Jay's Automotive, Payless Kitchen and Closet, and Fight's Ice Cream and Barbecue. Don't miss the chills and thrills as I and company broadcast live from 4 to 7 p.m. in the heart of the frightful festivities. It's going to be a scream. A huge shout out again to our sponsors to make it all possible. See you there.
98Q Country Weatherology Forecast is brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling. They are your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. We're looking for high temps of 54. We're already at 50 today. A rainy, cloudy day today. And pretty much the same thing tomorrow. Cloudy, maybe not quite as much rain through the day tomorrow. May taper off a bit as rain will eventually move out tomorrow. The weekend, it's going to be much cooler. 37 for Saturday, 36 on Sunday. Halloween looking to be about 30 to 35 for the high temperature. So a wet washout today, but mild. We are currently sitting at 50 degrees.
Right now.
The greatest station,
98Q Country.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you, sipping on drink number two. Trying to come up with some smooth and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more. Can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before. Got me spinning around. I ain't even on the dance floor. You're singing that money maker like a heartbreaker. Like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. Turning 64.